As it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 8. Let's see which verse. Chapter 8, verse 7. Chapter 8 is entitled Attaining the Supreme. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayarpita mano buddhir mami vaisyas yasamshaya. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This instruction to Arjuna is very important for all men engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them, and at the same time think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one will be transferred to the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, without a doubt. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayarpita mano buddhir mami vaisyasya samshaya. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Obhigyana Tamarandasya, Gyana Anjana Shalakaya, Chakshuminatam Yena Tasmai, Sri Gurave Nama, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadam. Manchakalpa Charubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyabhacha, Paditanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shvasti Gauranjita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse is a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita, most important verse around this particular part, this point in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining very clearly how we can attain Him without fail. In some of the previous verses, Krishna has been explaining that whatever state of being one remembers when one leaves this body, one will attain to that state without fail. So what state do we want to attain to? An intelligent person knows that the state to try to attain to is to be with God, to be with Krishna, and to return to the kingdom of God, to go back home, back to Godhead. So, therefore, one has to remember Krishna. this world there's so many things that can be remembered, that we can think about, so many things. Just like what has been the subject yesterday and today. Well, I suppose remembering the Rath Yatra festival would be a good example, but otherwise the elections. People have many things to remember, many things to think of. But Krishna is saying, Mam Anusmara, Mam Anusmara, you should think of me, you should think of Krishna. And Yudhya Cha, literally Yudhya Cha means also you must fight, which of course is particularly relevant in the case of Arjuna because he was a warrior, but I don't know if any of us are warriors. Looking around, I don't think we're really warriors so much. So whatever it may be, which is one's prescribed duty, we should do that and think of Krishna and dedicate that activity to Krishna. And then Krishna says, you will attain me without fail. Yes. So this is very important. We have to cultivate thinking of Krishna. Just like I see here on the door is this beautiful picture of baby Krishna, young boy Krishna, and Mother Yashoda. This is a 1995 calendar. It's your calendar, isn't it? It's an antique. Very nice. So, Mother Yashoda, she's always thinking of Krishna. Always thinking of Krishna as her son. So we should always remember Krishna and develop love for Krishna. And then if we develop love for Krishna, then we'll always remember him. This is only natural. If you love a person, you think of them. If a person means nothing to you, you don't think of them. This is very natural. So if we are to fix our minds, Mam Anusmara, fix our minds on Krishna, then the best way is to develop love for him. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. This is this process that we're following, the process of devotional service. We are trying to do everything for Krishna. And of course, if you try to do everything for a particular person, this is a form of love. Our activities are dedicated to a particular person, this is a form of love. And if we dedicate our activities to a particular person, we will develop love for them. This is how the process works, the process of devotional service. So Mother Yashoda, she loves Krishna so much that she cannot get him out of her mind. He is never out of her mind. She is always thinking of Krishna, because of the extreme intensity of the love. Therefore she is with Krishna. She is already with Krishna in the kingdom of God. We have to follow in her footsteps. Yes, so Krishna, in order to encourage us and help us to develop love for him, Krishna performs so many pastimes. He exhibits so many wonderful qualities. He says so many wonderful things. So when we hear about this, how Krishna is acting in this way and that way, how he is exhibiting different personal qualities and characteristics, very wonderful, how he's explaining everything very nicely for us, then we can develop some attachment, some affection, some appreciation of Krishna. This is why, actually, Krishna comes and performs his pastimes. Krishna has no need to come here to this world. This world is not such a wonderful place for Krishna. If we were to offer Krishna a house in Isipingo, he wouldn't be very impressed, probably. He has so much more. He has so much more. But Krishna comes to this world in order to perform his pastimes, and within those pastimes, his qualities are displayed, and then to speak and explain to us what is truth, what is not truth. This is why Krishna appears. And all of this is for what reason? To help us to think of him, to help us develop love for him, to help us appreciate him. And in this way, if we're so appreciative and very affectionate towards Krishna, we'll naturally remember him without having to make some big effort. Sometimes people have to memorize some speech when you're at school. Memorize some speech, verbatim. And it may be a struggle. And at some point you may forget and whatnot. But if you love a person, you'll not be able to forget them. This way, because we don't love that speech. Because we don't love it. We have such a hard time remembering. As soon as it's finished, we may just forget it. But if you love someone, you may not be able to forget them. So this process then of Krishna consciousness is based on this. How to develop love for Krishna. By hearing about him, how wonderful he is. Krishna, for example, just one quality. Krishna has so many qualities. But one quality is that he is dependable. He will not let his devotee down. So just before the Battle of Kurukshetra, Queen Kunti, who was the aunt of Krishna and mother of Arjuna, who Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to, Queen Kunti came to Lord Krishna and said, "My Lord, this big battle is about to take place and I'm very concerned what may happen to my sons, 5 sons. And so she asked Krishna, "Will you please make sure that they come out of this battle alive?" And Krishna said, "You can count on me. You can count on me. They will come out alive." So there was a great, great battle, 18 days, 640 million warriors, and in the end there was a handful left, a handful out of 640 million, means less than 100 something, maybe even less than that really, just a handful. But amongst that handful were the sons of Queen Kunti. So Queen Kunti was so appreciative, she went to Krishna and said, "My Lord, the way you've adhered to your word, upheld your word of honor, your promise, is so wonderful." She said, "One day the snow may become hot. And one day the sun may become cold. But I know your word will never change. It'll never fail." So Krishna is like that. And as we hear about Krishna more and more, performing his wonderful pastimes, such beautiful pastimes, very attractive, like with his mother Yashoda, as we see here, and how he exhibits his qualities, his personal characteristics in those pastimes, we can develop love for him. We can develop some appreciation for him. And as that appreciation matures and becomes love, then we won't be able to forget Krishna if we try. That's a very elevated level. But actually it's a fact. Yeah, so Krishna is very special, his pastimes are very special. His qualities are very special, his words, very special. And we were on the way over, driving over from the temple, we were talking about one thing. What was that?
Why is Krishna stealing the butter all the time?
Just see. Why is Krishna stealing the butter? We all know of Krishna as Makanchor, the butter thief. But why? Why didn't he just ask them? His father was the king. Why didn't he just go out and buy some butter at the Pick and Pay? Why do you have to steal all the time? What is this? Yes. So there's a very nice explanation, and I think as we hear the explanation, we'll appreciate this point about loving Krishna and being attached to Krishna, and how when we love him, how naturally we remember him, and like that. So there's a very nice explanation that actually, all those ladies who Krishna would steal butter from, actually they loved Krishna so much as mothers. Even though they were not his mothers, but they loved him just as if they were his mothers. And they naturally wanted to cook for him, and well, they were cowherding people, and they were dealing in dairy products every day, so they naturally wanted to offer Krishna their doodh, dahi, and so on. They wanted to. This was their desire, because they loved him. But there was a problem. The problem was that they were married, and they had husbands and they had their own children. Actually, they loved Krishna more, but still, they had these obligations to their husbands and children and their in-laws and so on and so forth. All the different family members. So they couldn't just cook for Krishna and get really into that. And then their family members would come home and find everything was for Krishna and nothing was for them. And they couldn't, they knew Krishna was so fond of butter. And they were making butter every day, these ladies. But they couldn't just give Krishna the butter, because when their husbands would come home, they'd complain that we are herding the cows and milking the cows and bringing you all the milk, and you make it into yogurt, and then you're meant to churn it into butter so we can have butter. But if they were just giving it to Krishna, the ladies, the husbands would complain that, why are you just giving away our butter? We are working for it. And you give it away, we come back, there's nothing? So there would have been some serious disruptions in the family situation. Hopefully not divorce, but who knows? All over butter. So they couldn't do that. And even on top of that, the cows, they also loved Krishna. And they wanted all their milk to go to Krishna and nobody else. All of them, the housewives and the cows, they had this burning desire. They knew Krishna loved butter. They just wanted him to get all the butter. But they couldn't give it to him, because their husbands and others would have complained, and it would have been a problem. Therefore, to save them the trouble of, you know, getting into some argument or something like that, save them the trouble. And, well, Krishna, he stole it. And so that they would not get blamed, he stole it. So when the husbands came back in the evening, they would ask, okay, where's the butter? And the wife would say, well, I mean, acting as if she was angry herself, although she wasn't. The wife would say, oh, you wouldn't believe it. Krishna came again. He stole all the butter. It's terrible. And the husbands say, oh, yeah, it's terrible. So like this, it wouldn't create any disharmony between them. Krishna took the blame. What an honorable thing to do. So it's like that. Krishna was stealing butter. And one devotee prays that just as you stole the butter of the gopis, even though there are so many problems, but you just went in and stole it. So the devotee prays that you please steal my heart, because my heart is caught up. I would like to give it to you, but it's so caught up watching the bold and the beautiful, watching Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, all these things, my heart is caught up in work and my family and the elections and my bank balance. How am I going to extract myself from that? It's so hard. So Krishna, you just please steal my heart, because how else will you get it? I'm trying my best, but I just can't. Yeah. So when we hear about Krishna like this, then we can appreciate how wonderful Krishna is. And our minds can become attached to Krishna. His wonderful qualities, his kindness to his devotees. He took the blame. Every day they were cursing him. This rascal Krishna. This nonsense Krishna. This thief Krishna. He took all the blame. And the housewives, they took none of the blame. But he did that out of love for his devotee. And as we come to appreciate Krishna more and more like this, then also our affection and attachment for Krishna will grow more and more. And as that affection and love grows more, we'll remember him. It's not, you know, I imagine for an affectionate husband, when he goes to work, it is not like a battle to remember his wife. Who is she? What does she look like? It's not difficult, because there's affection there. So we have to develop love for Krishna. If we develop love for Krishna, we'll remember him always and everywhere. And in this way, we'll remember him also when we die, and then we'll go to Krishna in the eternal kingdom of God. That's the perfection of life. So we should think of Krishna, and he says, Yudhyacha, speaking to Arjuna, fight. So we shouldn't think of Krishna and fight with each other. But we should think of Krishna and do our duty for Krishna, depending on what your duty is. Just like we had our festival over the Easter weekend, and Hari Chandan Prabhu and his good wife, they were doing their duty in the restaurant there. Rajan was doing his constitutional duty, looking after the electricity, and so on and so forth. Do our duty, our natural occupational duty, depend on Krishna for the result. If he wants it to be a success, that's his mercy. If he doesn't want it to be a success, that's his choice. We don't resent it. Yes, do our duty. Try to appreciate Krishna, think of Krishna. In this way, love will develop. And then when love is there, anywhere, anytime, 24 hours a day, you can remember Krishna. Undoubtedly. Yes, this is the secret. So how does that sound? Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Shall we do that? Okay. Is that okay? All right. Any comments or questions? Hari Chandan Prabhu, any words of wisdom? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, we'll conclude here. You can have prasadam, Matajis. You deserve it more than anyone. Thank you for the lovely prasadam.
I hope you had sufficient.
Plenty. Too much. Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, peace.